A reading from Matthew 11:27-30. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
So this is another comparison Jesus is giving us. This is one of the more famous passages or sayings of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary. All you who are weary and burdened. Why is he comparing us to, you know, I mean, why is he talking about the yoke? I mean, except that that is what everybody knew at the time, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, there's a clear picture in Jesus' mind that the early hearers would have realized is a yoke would tie two cattle together to accomplish a task. By being yoked together, you were getting a maximizing of their strength together. You wouldn't have one pulling in one direction and one pulling in the other. And to get in the yoke with Jesus, to take on his yoke, is kind of giving him the place. If I can change the metaphor a little bit, I'm in the right-hand yoke, he's in the driving seat yoke on the left-hand side. And the pulling along, he's the one doing the lead. And so by following him, but also participating, I have to put my strength in to pull my side of the yoke, but he's the one that's making, giving the direction, then I can be fruitful and accomplish what I was made to accomplish.
That really, I mean, that's a wonderful description of this. Again, you know, we know this passage so well, so we tend to gloss over it and not think of it and think of ourselves as that other person yoked to the wagon or yoked together with
to the
Jesus.
Plow, yeah.
And the way you describe it really just clarifies it for me and makes it new again. And when I read it now, I'm going to have that image in my mind that's going to be very helpful in understanding how Jesus is teaching here.
And Jesus is full of paradox all the time. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Okay, that makes sense. The two going together, you're following the lead. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. Everyone knows that for the beast coming under the yoke, it's hard work. You're moving with a purpose. And yet Jesus says that if you're connected to him, you're not doing it in your own strength. And in fact, serving alongside him refuels you, and his rest will come to you in the process.
What I find exciting here is this idea, this image or metaphor that he's giving us actually complements so many of the things he's telling us, this relational Jesus. And then you have the imitation right before of come to me. I think that's really helpful in understanding this relational Jesus who is very real, is very present, is very inviting into this relationship that will change everything in your life.
Yeah, he's involved in every piece. Come to me, it's an invitation in. Walk alongside me, you'll learn the way, and now I'm sending you out as the Father has sent me. It's a very, I would say, apprentice model of moving us into our full identity and what God created us to do.